This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward its east coast on Thursday in the direction of Japan, following joint South Korean and U.S. missile drills and the return of a U.S. aircraft carrier to the region in response to the North's recent missile test. The missile launch was the sixth in 12 days and the first since North Korea fired an intermediate-range missile over Japan on Tuesday. In a statement released by the reclusive nation's foreign ministry, North Korea condemned Washington for repositioning a U.S. aircraft carrier in the waters off the Korean Peninsula, saying it was a serious threat to the stability of the situation. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday told his government to take control of Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, but the head of Ukraine's nuclear power company says he will step in and run the facility. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Despite Russia's attempts to take over the operations of the Zaporizhia facility, Petro Khotin, head of the Energoatom agency, announced Wednesday he will be running the plant from the capital, Kyiv. The plant is currently occupied by Russian troops but operated by Ukrainian staffers. Reporting from Kyiv, Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine Wednesday that Khotin sounded a reassuring note in his remarks. She said he noted that
Ukrainian energy workers continue to keep a nuclear power plant operating in Ukraine according to Ukrainian legislation and making sure that Ukraine and Europe are safe.
Energoatom released a statement calling Putin's attempt to take over the plant worthless. Fighting close to the complex.